It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. My headphones are still cold. I keep these things in the car just so I never lose them. And I've been in the studio for about an hour, and they're still cold because they were actually frozen outside. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. It's super cold. It's 20 degrees on Peachtree. It's 7 minutes past the hour. And there are a lot of directions we could go today with the show. We will take your phone calls and your questions here with James Lewis, certified financial planner, the Colonel. S&P 500, by the way, up 2% this week, just this week. Well, actually, 1.5% on the S&P 500, 2% for the Dow. If we were to go at this exact same pace on the S&P 500 for the entire year, so here we are up 4.25% in the second week of the year, and we haven't even had two full trading weeks. The Dow's up 4.4% year to date. If we went at this exact pace for the rest of the year, the S&P 500 would triple. What? It would actually triple by the end of the year. Now, we know that that will not happen. So we've got to buckle our seatbelts and be prepared for whatever does. And we're going to get more volatility this year. And we've talked about that. So here's where we're going today. We know that we've had this gangbuster start to the year. S&P 500 up over 4% in less than 2 weeks worth of trading days. I want to talk about the math of why tax cuts are good for your 401k. I want to go into, for many weeks, we've talked about the individual. So why is it good for your wallet? How much money are you going to get back as a taxpayer? What this tax cut from a federal perspective means for your wallet? We're going to talk about the 401k side today. And you've heard that $120 billion of tax cuts for individuals, $80-plus billion for corporations. And the math behind that and what that really means for earnings and ultimately for your investments in your 401k, there's still an enormous amount of information that because we are politicizing, and this is going to continue to happen for the rest of our lives, economics has become very political. It's always been somewhat political because economics is a theoretical-based science. They're not necessarily... economic theories of trickle-down economics, supply-side economics, demand-side economics. This is a theoretical or philosophical science. And what that does is it allows for enormously varied opinions on why things happen and what reactions we get to policy. So as you can imagine, and we've talked about this a lot in the last couple of weeks here on the show, or last couple of months, there are vastly different opinions on what these tax cuts will mean for the economy. And you're going to continue to hear lots of information that the tax cuts are not going to be all that great for the economy, maybe a little bit this year, not great over time. It's only good for the wealthy. It doesn't do anything for the middle class. And there is still a very steady drumbeat of whether these tax cuts are fair or not. And that's exactly what we've been hearing and reading throughout this week. This drumbeat, hey, this tax cut in 2018 is only for the rich. It's only for big companies. Now, that's just wrong. There is a benefit from almost every constituent in America from this tax bill. You can argue all day long on who gets what, who gets more, who really benefits, why it's unfair. But we're not going to do that today. We're going to dig in deeper to the benefits and how it impacts you as an investor. We're not going to solve the political arguments today here on the show. I don't care who it's fair to, because it's just a colossal waste of time. Because the tax changes they're brand new and they're not going anywhere. They're here. They're here to stay. So we need to accept them, and better yet, we need to harness what they really mean so everyone could benefit from that. And I want to do the math behind that today. Also, there is I'm not going to say it's a loophole, but I'm going to call it a donut hole. And there is a large group of individuals, I would say. This is not a sliver of a half of a quarter of a percent. We're talking about potentially a million folks in the state of Georgia, a million taxpayers in the state of Georgia, and these are my rough estimations, that are going to see a change on the Georgia tax side. So we've talked for months and months and months about the federal tax side. I'm very confident in saying 90 plus, maybe 95% of Americans are getting a tax cut on the federal tax side. Georgia, if you're listening, and a couple other states like Kentucky that have really low standard deductions could actually see a tiny or somewhat substantial tax increase on the state tax level, not the federal tax level, but on your Georgia tax return. Here in the state of Georgia, we're not like Tennessee or Florida or Texas. We actually have a state income tax. It's about 6% for most Georgians. So we have to pay that every year, and we do our federal tax return and we do our Georgia tax return. And this new GOP tax bill actually brings up a really interesting question that will make your taxes on the state side a little bit more technical, a little bit more complicated. And I want you to beware of this change so that when you do your taxes and you sit down with your CPA, you're not missing what I believe is a new, potentially unintended consequence of the new tax bill. And we're going to go through that math and go through those numbers here on the show today. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. The number in the studio, we will go to the phones today. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. I know you're hunkered down because we never get it this cold. You're not out playing golf. And we're here to sit down and talk this morning. And we'll go to the phones. 404-872-0750, the number in the studio. 1-800-WSB-TALK. So you're listening in Texas and Florida and Tennessee, those zero tax income states. We'd love to get your phone calls as well. Again, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll go to James, who joins us in Doraville. James, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's going on? How can I help?
Good morning, Wes. Thank you. I was wondering, people that are on a pension and everything receiving it, will their tax rate be less than it has been? I mean, will they see any kind of federal or state reductions on
well,
that?
Well, so a couple of thoughts here, James. Really, if you think about a pension income, it's one of 20 different ways you can earn a living, right? Or you can have income. And in this case, it's unearned income, but it just goes on your 1040, goes to your overall taxes, and it's not treated any differently here from a federal level. So it's just ordinary income. So there's not a specific change for you getting a pension. There's not a specific change in you getting Social Security. There's not a specific change of the money you pull out of an IRA. It all counts towards ordinary income. That's different than capital gains, or it's different than dividends, but a pension counts as ordinary income. So there's no specific change to you because you are getting a pension, but there are, of course, changes on the federal tax side, and all the brackets have changed. So we used to have 6 brackets, now we go to 7. James, are a little bit more specific, and they're a tiny bit lower from what I can tell. What is your tax situation? What is your general income? And I'll let you know if we think you're getting a tax cut or not.
Gross is about 47, and after taxes is about 40 on that.
Let's see. So let's do gross income. And do you live in Georgia?
Yes, yes.
You're in the state of Georgia. You single or you married, James?
Single.
Single. Over 65, under 65?
Yes, over 65.
You're over 65, got it. And then do you itemize those deductions? So do you itemize every year?
Just the standard deduction.
Standard deduction, so you're probably going to get a little bit of a tax cut. Okay, so you take the standard deduction anyway, your tax bill. Now, this is a tax plan estimator that I've been using here on the show, doing taxes or trying to forecast and give folks just an idea. Are your taxes going up, down, or are they staying flat? And in this, so this is just an estimation. We don't know for sure. There's a lot that goes into taxes. But in your case is pretty straightforward. A lot of this will just come from the fact that there's a higher now standard deduction, $24,000 if you're single. Now, wait, did you tell me, are you single or are you married?
Single.
You're a single guy, 65, and your taxes will go down almost a grand. Your taxes, and a lot of that is because of standard deduction, and then of course you've got the tax brackets are a tiny bit low. They're a little bit different and slightly lower. My estimator here tells me that your taxes would go down by $919, James. And the fact that you're getting a pension shouldn't really change anything. So here we are, another good example that here we are, middle class. You've got a $45,000 income, $49,000, $47,000. And there's this steady drumbeat of folks that are saying, no, you're going to, everyone's, it's going to be an increase in taxes. James from Doraville, his taxes are going up. Well, James from Doraville, your taxes are going down by almost $1,000. I mean, is that significant to you? Is that no big deal? You tell me.
That'll help me buy a lot more Bazooka bubble gum.
There you go. That's a lot of Bazooka bubble gum. What is a pack of Bazooka? What is a pack of Bazooka bubble gum cost, actually?
I think it's about 50 to 60 something cents again.
All right, so here we go. It'll get you 1,531. Packs of Bazooka bubblegum. James from Doraville, thanks for the call. Have a great rest
Thank
of
you.
Your Sunday. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Good morning. You're listening to Money Matters. We're here to take your phone calls and questions. Today we're talking about this just enormous run-up in the S&P 500 right here at the beginning of the year. If we maintain this exact same pace on the S&P 500, up over 4% just at least in the first, call it, 9 trading days, the S&P 500 would triple in 2018. That is not going to happen. We're going to do the math of why these tax cuts are good, not just for you and James from Doraville and your actual individual taxes. We're talking about what it means for your 401k, because what does it mean for companies? We're also going to go into the economic lesson that we're getting from this tax PR tsunami that you're hearing from company after company after company. Walmart, an example this week. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Again, the number here in the studio, phone lines open today, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. David joins us on the line. David, what's going on?
Hey, just been hearing a lot of mixed misinformation. How much of the new tax plan goes into effect this year, and how much all of it? I know all of it will be affected next year, taxes. But.
Okay, so there is, I think part of the misinformation is that leading up to the tax change, there were multiple iterations. The Senate had a bill. The House had a bill. The Senate said the corporate taxes weren't going to go into effect until 2019. It got a little simpler as we got towards the end of the year in the final bill. So there, almost everything goes into effect, is already in effect. Boom. 2018 moving forward.
So
where you
child,
see like all
the child tax credit will be effective this year?
The child tax credit is this year, all the new brackets are this year, the standard deduction doubling, that's all this year. The corporate tax cuts, that there was a question of whether they were going to go into effect, they all hit January 1. So almost everything, all the major pieces of this are going into in effect in 2018. Now, there are a couple of things that are going to phase in 2019 and beyond. Part of that has to come with, I believe, the individual mandate. James, do you know that one? Is the individual mandate happening in 2018, the erasing of that? I think it is this year as well. So most everything, and when you're talking about taxes, you've got to always couch it and say most likely for the most part, because there's always some stragglers that may not all get into the initial pie that gets baked. But for your purposes, David, plan on it this year. It's already happening. People's paychecks actually already getting impacted. I talked to a client this week that said their paycheck already went up $125 in the beginning of the year. Stay tuned. More Money Matters right here at News 95.5, AM 750 WSB, straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Wes Moss, your host here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11. Freezing cold, 21 degrees. I know you're probably headed to play golf or go to brunch. Wouldn't that be nice? The problem with this temperature, and I'm not going to do this today, is that I let my kids not go outside yesterday. Every time I was like, let's get outside, let's go. And because it's basketball season, so it's inside, so it's still, so they get some exercise on a day like yesterday. We had a basketball game at 8:30. We had one at 10. We had one at 12:30. So a lot of basketball. They're out. They're doing something. But that's only like an hour. And then they need like 2 to 3 hours outside running around. And then it's so cold that I say, hey, let's go outside. They go, it's so too cold. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It is too cold. I don't want to go either. And then I pay the price for that. Because then with Falcons game, and again, their souls were crushed with that as well. And then they're throwing footballs around the house. And then they break another window. And we've had so many broken things this football season. Because football season is so exciting for kids to get thrown a football, and it happens in the house. The next thing you know, it's like we've destroyed every single thing of glass in our entire house. Just done, gone. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning from 9 to 11. There's a lot to talk about today, and we're talking about the impact of taxes on your 401k. We've talked a lot about the individual side, and we'll continue to do that. But I want to help you understand why this is a good thing for the economy. And we're going to go. So if you have questions about your particular 403b or a 401k, or what this means for your IRA contributions or Roth contributions, what does this mean for you individually? We're here to try to give you just some direction or give you an objective opinion. And so many financial questions or arguments in the family, let's say, or husband and wife, they go back and forth. And the reason that happens is very rarely is there a definitive black and white answer. When you go through these financial questions, there's not necessarily the perfect right or wrong black and white answer. A lot of times the answer is either or it's gray. And one thing we love to do here on the show is give you our direction on maybe an objective third opinion. Maybe it's just a tiebreaker between what you and your spouse have been contemplating or talking about. I'm here to kind of give you my opinion as objective as humanly possible on which direction is better for you and your family financially. That's a big part of the questions we answer here on the show. So it might be related to your 401k or 403b. It might be a pension or lump sum question. Hey, my company is trying to help me retire a little bit early, or you can look at it as they're trying to kick me out a little bit early, and they're giving me a monthly amount for the rest of my life. And then you have to figure out, do I want to take it on my life, me and myself and my spouse together? Or do I want to take the big lump sum? Do I want to take the $200,000 instead or $500,000 instead? What's a better deal? There are a lot of variables in that just enormously important question. Here we are in the beginning of the year, and you got to think about that if you're in that particular situation, and we're here to help. The theme of Money Matters has always been, how do you become a better income investor? Income comes from dividends and interest and distributions and all of these areas to create all these smaller streams of income to create one larger stream of income to replace the paycheck that goes away when you stop working. It's pretty simple. The other overarching foundation of Money Matters is we're trying to help you get to a place of financial independence or financial early retirement as soon as possible. Susie Orman came out last year with an entire series on how you can't retire until you're 70 in America. 70. She wants you to work all the way to 70 or later. I take the entirely different perspective there. I think that I want you to be able to retire at 55, for God's sakes, not 70. Doesn't mean you don't want to work, or if you love your work, then I'd love for you to keep going. I had a wonderful conversation with a family this week. The father is 85. He still works every single day because he loves it. And that's a wonderful way to keep doing it. But not a lot of Americans are in that boat. A lot of us here in Atlanta, we commute an hour each way, and it wears on you, and you're ready just to not have to do that anymore. And that's what we try to help with. So we're here to help you with potentially early retirement, may even be a year or two earlier, but it's important. So we're here to answer those questions for you. And then, of course, if it's investment-related, an ETF or a mutual fund or a stock or one of these cryptocurrencies that is it's in the headlines every single day, then we're here to answer your question. So give us a call here in the studio. Good morning. The number here is 404-872-0750. That's the direct line here, 404-872-0750. Give us a call. Or if you're outside of Georgia, the number 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, if you're in one of California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, give us a call, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll go to Pam, who joins us from Auburn. Hey, Pam, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How can I help?
Well, I am trying to figure out basically my pre-tax strategies going forward. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've been I make about $68,000, but I've been pulling out pre-taxes, income to where I'm only at about 40, 17,000 of it being in a 403. Now I'm going to be looking to retire in the next couple of years, and my husband is getting Social Security of 2,400, as well as he has a small business that's making about 6,000 a year.
Got it.
We've been itemizing up to now, although I know that's going to end because we've got our house paid off, and everything's just kind of dwindling down for that, especially seeing it's going up for the
So you used to have a bunch of itemized deductions, and they have slowly trickled away, and now you just kind of use the standard. Okay.
Yeah, going forward, I'm pretty sure we're going to be standardizing from here on in, even if it was only at the current rate.
Okay. So your standard deduction, what you were saying is you were probably itemizing maybe 10,000 a year, 10, 11.
Yeah. The last year's was 14,000.
All right. Okay. And this year probably won't be that way, so you'll be doing the standard. Which brings up a point about Georgia's state taxes, which I'll get to in a minute. And by the way, Pam, this is the other, as we keep fielding questions about the new tax reform, and I know that's kind of what your question is here, another note on this is that it is a little confusing, Pam, because we just had a call about is the individual mandate, when does that go away, right? When do you stop being penalized for not having health insurance? And this is what makes it a little bit confusing. That doesn't stop until 2019.
Okay.
Just some clarification. You still have to have healthcare coverage in 2018, this year, in order not to get penalized. That penalty goes away, Pam, in 2019, not 18. Again, that's part of why it makes this a little bit confusing. I would say the vast majority of the tax changes are already here. They started January 1. They're impacting you already. I've already seen some paychecks start to change. A lot of the headlines will say that in February, you'll start to really see your paycheck change as the IRS gets the withholding changed or helps people get their withholding changed by February. But I've already started to see this show up in paychecks as early as January or people's first paycheck. So anyway, here you guys are as a group. And your income, you'd say it's around, between you and your husband, is around 130?
Right, but the way it was now, because I was taking out $27,000 in pre-tax out of my income, it would, it ends up that our adjusted gross is closer to like 70, I guess.
It's how much again? So
last year it was, it basically... I believe last year our adjusted gross with business and itemized and rentals and all of that stuff ended up being about $42,000. Okay, so that's we have a lot of tax structure things. But my question is that I'm putting in $17,000 into my 403 right now. All right, I'm wondering if I should continue putting that much in, or maybe putting it, make sure I maximize Roth, make sure I. Because I'm thinking that I'm not going to pay any more in taxes now than if I waited.
Right. Where are you from? The Midwest originally, Pam. I sense a tiny bit of Midwestern accent with you.
Yes, it's the Midwestern accent that nobody can identify.
Hold on, let me try to guess though. Hold on. So if you are, it's not fully like a Fargo accent, but
it's
not
even close.
No, not even close. No, I'm trying to eliminate process of elimination. I'm gonna go to Michigan. You're Michigan?
Yeah, you're close, but it's probably a lot closer to you than you thought. Western New York.
Oh, okay, you're close. Got it. Well, here's what I'm thinking is that you guys, from your income level, are gonna save your taxes. Your federal tax bill likely will go down at least, I would say, around $2,000.
Okay.
Maybe a couple thousand from my tax estimator. Again, that's just a ballpark number. So it frees up a little bit more of capital after tax for you. And it doesn't mean though that you should slow down your savings. Of anything, Pam, these are the haymaking years. Like, this is the harvest. Right. When you get into your 50s and you get into your 60s, then this is the time when you're saving the most amount of money. In fact, the rules change when you hit 50 for this very purpose, because a lot of people need to play catch up, and it's actually called the catch up. You go from being able to put now $18,500 a year under 50, you hit 50, now you can put $24,000 in what you're saying in your 403B. So the answer is yes, you want to take that tax savings and increase what you're putting away, because all that does is that it decreases your adjusted gross income, and then you pay even less in tax. So it's this virtuous cycle that helps you put away more and actually pay less in taxes as you get closer and closer to retirement, to help Americans kind of try to catch up a little bit, because so many of us in America, our 30s are spent getting out of debt. In your 40s, you're starting to save money, and then you have a bunch of kids, and then you realize it's so expensive. And then in your 50s, your kids go to college, and then you can barely afford to save anything. And then when you're 55, they finally get out of college, you've got like a 10-year window to really play catch up. And that's why the rules, to some extent, are designed to try to help Americans get extra money in savings, and this is the time to do it. So particularly, one of the themes that I see with the new tax changes, our taxes on the federal side are probably going down a little bit for most Americans. Why not use that extra after-tax income to put into your 403B, in your case, Pam? And I think it's a smart way to really get, as you coast into retirement, which it sounds like it's getting fairly close for you. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. A quick note on Bitcoin. As we've got, I know we have some calls potentially on cryptocurrencies. And talked to Mark Arum on his show this week about it. There was a day where the South Korean government came in and said, hey, we may ban cryptocurrencies. And hasn't happened yet, but there's this worry that that could happen. The cryptocurrency market is a lot bigger than you might think. It's not this tiny little couple billion here and there. It has become a massive market. And I want to give you some of those numbers when Money Matters returns. So stay tuned. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.
Hi, this is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News and WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. I did an Excel exercise this week and just downloaded all the top 100 cryptocurrencies. And I want you, just for a second, let's say we were in the car together and I'm driving and you're in the passenger seat, or you're driving, I'm sitting here and asking a question, I say, hey, how big do you think the cryptocurrency market is? So how, just in dollars, is it, how many millions or hundreds of millions or billions? So I want you to I'm asking that question right now. I want you to, in your head, try to answer that question for you just for a second. So we heard of Bitcoin, you've heard of Ethereum, you've probably heard of Ripple. But there are let's call it, there are, I don't know how many different cryptocurrencies there are. There could be hundreds. But I downloaded the list of the top 100 cryptocurrencies and put that in Excel and figured out, and it changes every day, obviously, but what this total market capitalization is of the cryptocurrency market. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Stellar, IOTA. You've never even heard of these. Dash. You ever heard of Dash Cash? No. NEO, Tron, T-R-O-N, Monero, Bitcoin Gold, Qtum, Q-T-U-M, Ethereum Classic, Lisk. There's a currency called Verge. I'm not making this up. Verge, so you've probably said to yourself, hey, honey, I don't know. It's you're talking to your wife. You're saying, well, wait a minute. I don't know, a couple hundred million? Maybe it's a billion. Maybe it's 2 billion. Here's the answer. Bitcoin alone, this is after wild swings and corrections this week, $233 billion. Ethereum, $122 billion. Ripple, $77 billion with a B. This list, number 25 on the list, is called Zcash. Zcash has a $2.1 billion market cap. Add all this up, you're looking at a $677 billion, call it a $700 billion market cap. This is not some little side thing now. Let's call it, it's almost three quarters of a trillion with a T, trillion dollar marketplace. And the reason I bring that up, not to give it credibility or credence, but to give you an idea of just how large this has gotten. And when this thing really corrects or comes back down to earth, there are going to be some ramifications here. This isn't just going to go quietly into the night when this whole cryptocurrency ends and or ends badly. And I just want to bring that up and help you understand that it's not just a side note. It's a big deal. And it'll be a bigger deal when these things come back down to earth. 10 o'clock hour, a lot to talk about here. Money Matters, Georgia State taxpayers, beware. Stay tuned, more Money Matters right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.